Today, we're going to be talking about the costs behind joining a team and competing in rock climbing. Are you guys ready? Because this is something you need to know before you jump in. I'm Marina, your host, mother of two aspiring rock climbers and wife to an extreme athlete. Just the basics. Let's talk about just the starting. So your kid wants to compete and you guys are ready to join a team. First and foremost, there's going to be several different teams. Sometimes it's just a team to hang out with other kids, and then there's more advanced and the competing teams. So we're going to be focusing on those particular teams, on the ones that are advanced and ready to compete, because that's really where we're at, especially when you want to go to that next level with your kid becoming pro in whichever discipline, especially with rock climbing. This is where you're going to be. You're going to be looking for that competitive team. Because before we settled on the team that we are with right now, we checked out many other teams, and a lot of them simply were not, they were saying that they compete and that they're training, but whenever we mention our kids' levels, they were completely like, oh my goodness, they're so higher above the rest. Which you also want to make sure that your kid is not the smartest or the top athlete in the group, right? You always want to be challenged, and especially in the coaches need to be able to work with that level. So let's say that you have now found your team or have found the team that you want your child to join. Obviously, they're going to have to first perform and show if they are able to be at that level, but let's pretend that your kid is at that level and this is the team for you. What are the costs for all of this? First and foremost, obviously every country is going to have different price tags along with it, but I could safely say that we have now done three different countries, Guatemala, not really counting anymore, but let's focus on the United States and obviously right now Spain, because that's where we are at and this is where we are wanting our kids to move to that next level. However, one thing we did notice is because Spain, they technically do have a federation, and I have an entire episode about joining the federation in Spain. However, it's still pretty much very similar to the US system. Because in the US as well, they have the Federation, they have the USA Climbing, and you have to pay all these fees. But in reality, it's all private, right? It all boils down to being privatized for the training, for the coaching, for the gyms. So the federations, they don't pay for anything until you have gotten to that Olympic qualification level, which we're not there yet, right? The goal is to get there, but not there yet. So it's pretty much for everybody who wants their child to be competing to get to that level. So both cases, you have to pay monthly for the team. And depending on the team and if you want to be in the gym where the team trains, then you don't have to worry about that extra cost of the gym. In the United States, when we were in the United States, the cost of the gym and the team was one of the same. In our case in Spain, the team is trained in one gym, but we are members of a different gym because the gyms are closer. And one thing that we recognize for both the US and in Spain is that they like to go to different gyms outside of the gyms that they belong to, because after a little while, the routes, they're not changed quick enough, or just to get a different perspective or to have a different atmosphere. You have to put in those costs, guys. They are not cheap. So let's begin with the basics. Okay, in the United States, we were with Gravity Vault, an excellent, excellent team, an amazing gym. It was $275 per month. However, we weren't there for that long, but certainly long enough to see how they work and whatnot. So during like the couple of months, the several months that we used to do per year, the coaches and the team used to go and visit other gyms to have fun. It was like a cool thing to do, a travel thing, which is awesome. But every single time we went, it was, first of all, the transportation. You have to add that in. You cannot negate the transportation. It came out to be between, depending if it's just your athletes going, if you want to join them, but probably for each person, it was just the transportation. on average, maybe it was like around $10, right? Then the entrance to the gym. In my case, I don't climb, but my husband does. So we have to include him because he always wanted to join that as well. So when we did the daily visits in the US, it was $30 per person each time. So in our case, it was like $90. Gratefully, in Spain, it's a little bit cheaper. It's between $10 to $15 per person, right? And what I did notice is that the team in Spain, they have, they kind of work together with some team, with some gyms. So you do get a little bit of a discount, but not much. You still have to add that in, right? So we're talking extra all the time. So that's something that you really need to calculate in. Here, again, I have two sons that are part of the team. So this is a competitive team. So for our younger son, there are many different plans. We decided to do one-time training with the whole team in the home gym. Then also every Friday or every Saturday, depending on the coach, they go to other gyms. And that you have to pay for with the plan, the monthly plan, and then you have to pay for that gym. And the next thing is if they want to go and visit other gyms as well. Okay, so all of this adds up. And my oldest son wants to also train for rock climbing. That is a little bit of a different type of a planning, and we have to pay extra for that. So it boils down to us, just the team itself. For my youngest son, it's about $100 per month. For my oldest son, it's about $120 per month, just for the training and the plan and the schedule, because my oldest now also has the rock climbing plan as well. Then we also have to pay for the federation license. In the United States, it was the USA Climbing. So you have to pay a membership. Each one, again, it's going to be, your ages are going to be different. Here, one thing that we noticed with Spain is, the cool thing here is that when you sign up for the license, the federation license, you also get insurance coverage, which you do not do. You don't have that in the United States. In the United States, it's a flat membership fee. And then obviously for each competition, you have to pay extra. But just the flat fee. So for each of our kids, it was on average, again, your child is going to be depending on the age, and especially in Europe, it's, you know, how much coverage you want to do. Because we are in Spain, committed for the year in Spain, we decided not to pay for the coverage all over Europe, although next year we are definitely going to do that. So obviously that's a little bit extra. In the US, it's just one flat fee for the USA Climbing. So you're averaging out about $100 extra per person just for that, right? That is not including the competitions and the inscriptions and all this other stuff. By the way, some teams, they require you to do an inscription fee for the year beforehand. So that's something that you need to add in as well, right? How about uniforms? You need to get uniforms, right? This is a competitive team, and you need to be part of the team, and that boils down to your uniforms. And there are many uniforms: t-shirts, pants, shorts, jackets, even some of them have bags. If you put it all together, I would say you're spending around $150 to $200 per child for the full uniform, right? So you need to put that into account just the same. I'm not even going to be talking about the little extras like food and all that. This is just the basics, right? So you have your coaching fee per month, right? It will vary. Everybody is different. It will vary. For us, it's between $100 to $150 per child. In the US, it was $275 just for the coaching, and there included the gym. For us, because we go to other gyms, we also paid extra for those other gyms. And in our case, it was around $700 extra for the year, though, for the year to join a membership. So we didn't do the monthly, we just wanted to do for the year. So you could just break that down for the year, right? So it comes out to be around $60 extra per month per child for the year. So you need to add that in. Then we also went for the federation license for the federation. They call them licenses here, but it's membership for the year. And it was also around $150 per child, but it was only for the Spain, right? But here in Spain, the benefit of that is you also get the insurance coverage. Although we have our own insurance, it's good to have. It's really good to be insured by the federation as well. It's a great perk. In the US, you do not get that. And there, the membership for the USA Climbing is around, I remember it was $100 for the year. And then we were able to join all these other competitions, which was extra, which I will get into separately. Then the uniforms, right? Like I said, it's around $150 to $200 per child for the entire uniform. Obviously, we, for the younger one, we went a little bit bigger on the size so that we don't have to buy it every 6 months. Our 19-year-old, you know, he's pretty much, I think, fully grown. And in this case, we just bought that one in hopes that we won't have to really change anything for the next year or 2 years. But again, you never know. So these are the basic fees that we paid just to get started with the team. And like I mentioned earlier, as a side note, some teams require you an inscription, right? A membership fee before you join that team. That it depends. Every team is different. In our cases, we didn't have to pay that. But I have seen others that when we were ready to join, they did. When we were looking to join, they do ask for that as well. So you have to calculate all of that in just for the joining of the teams. I would love to hear your guys' experience with joining different teams and the different extra costs that are hidden that you kind of didn't know existed. Please let me know. I would love to hear about yours. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Leave me a review. And again, it takes a village for us to all be a community and really help one another to know all of the fees that are included.